Subject: crazy, stupid in-laws. Get ready for this one. My wife and I have been married for 3 years and everything was perfect. That was the first 2 years. Then I got that painful call. My wife's parents' house was getting painted and they needed somewhere to stay for 2 days. Well, those 2 days turned into 8 months now. At first, I was cool with it, but on that fourth day, I saw her real parents. Her mother is always in my face telling me how her daughter could have done much better. One night, me and my wife were about to get freaky when her mother walked in and asked us to stop.
What?
That's what it says. Her father... This is a part right here. If you're eating breakfast, her father is just as nasty. After 2 weeks of them living there, I walked into the bathroom and saw number two on the floor, and he said that the toilet was too low.
So he just gonna stand.
Yeah. The toilet was too low. And the letter goes on to say, I'm not even playing. He has also wet my sofa and my walls. He's only 48, so he's got to be stupid. I have been gone for 8 weeks, and my wife is begging me to come home. Her parents are still there. What should I do? I would put them out, but it would hurt my wife too bad. Well, I don't blame you. I really don't, for being gone. But where have you been for 8 weeks? Of course she's begging you to come home. You and your wife are still newlyweds. You said the first 2 years were great. You should not have to deal with any of this foolishness in your own home. First off, it doesn't take 8 months to paint a house. What are we doing here? What kind of house is this? You got to find out what's going on with their house, if they still have a house. All the details, everything has to be laid out on the table. Secondly, you have got to come back home. You need to be in the house to fix what's going on in your house. You and your wife together have to ask them. No. You really have to tell them, do it respectfully. You're concerned about your wife's feelings, and I understand that. You have to tell them to leave. You really do. You have to let them know that it's your house. You'll no longer stand to be disrespected in your own home. No more walking in on you and your wife and telling you that your wife could have done so much better, all that. And definitely no more deposits on the bathroom floor. What is that about? And he's only 48. You really should... I don't know. You have to put them out. You just have to. Who does this? Who does this? What her dad did. This is just nasty. Steve, they have to go.
Turn music off, okay.
Come this on. Don't deserve music.
We need no melody to this. It's damn foolishness. You done married into the family. Mm-hmm. These are... in-laws. That means they are just your family by law. I don't have any such problem. I have two of the greatest in-laws on planet Earth. I couldn't even be more fortunate. It's like my mother and father all over again. I kid you not. I kid you not.
They're sweet people, Steve. They are.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wonderful. So I have no idea what this is. Now, but since you put it on paper, now I know what you're going through.
Woo!
Boy, let me tell you something. First of all, let's understand something. Your house, your rules.
Yes.
That's rule number one. Whoever house it is, them your rules. You don't like the rules, you can't stay at the house. You don't follow the rules, you can't stay at the house. You don't like the rules, don't come to the house. But my house, my rules. That's number one. You're obviously a young guy because her parents is 48. So you a young guy, so you got to understand this. You ain't ever got to leave your house for somebody that don't follow your rules. See, if you can't be the king of your castle, where can you be king? You might not be king down at your job. You might not be king down at the gym. But when it come to my house, I can assure you that's the one place that I will reign supreme as king. Now, That doesn't mean that the queen ain't more powerful piece. It's like the chessboard. Queen is the most powerful piece on the board. But without the king, you ain't got nothing, which is what your wife didn't realize. Now, a couple things got to happen here. Before I give you this fix, let me tell you what's finna stop happening. First of all, her mammy ain't gonna keep telling me how much better her damn daughter could have done. See, first of all, mama, you quit having that conversation with me. Because ain't nobody in here but me, and ain't nobody asked her to marry her but me. So right now, I'm as good as it's going to get. What you ain't going to keep doing is coming in my house telling me what I ain't. Because you're going to be doing all that out on the porch. Because you're going to get up out of here. Now, as for the damn daddy that you done found the poo in the flow, because he say the toilet too low.
Did you just say poo?
That's what's in the letter.
Your letter say, funny from you.
I saw poo too on the flow. But I want to say something else, but I can't. I got daytime show coming
on
September 4th. But
brand.
Let me explain something to you. So you done stood your nasty ass up.
That's just disgusting.
That is,
and
man.
You done just...
In the floor?
In the flow, dog. I mean, I don't want you to do this, but you can set your ass up on the sink if this toilet's too low. I can't know this. But that option is way better than you just... Well, since the toilet too low... Shut up. Why my answer stupid? Oh, you think it's... what you want to do? He going to keep just standing there, just dropping it in the floor?
Oh, my God.
You could, if you like something up high, we can get your ass something up around sink level. But what you ain't finna do is keep standing here with your old ass doo-dooing in this damn floor. That ain't what you finna do.
Because,
see, doo-doo in the floor... I'm going to put your face in the floor.
Oh.
I'm going to treat you like a puppet. Let me come in here and catch some more doo-doo on this damn floor.
Hold on,
and
Steve.
And see, I'll put your mouth down there in it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.